We're potentially seeing who could be next now with Khamzat Chimaev and Islam Makhachev. Bullet Valentina is looking unstoppable right now. I don't think anyone's going to touch her. At the end of the day, this is fighting. All it takes is one hit and you're out for the count. Not enough can be said about GSP. Amanda Nunes is probably the greatest female boxer of all time, even ahead of the likes of Chris Cyborg. Daniel Cormier, one of the world's favorite commentators now in the UFC, according to me, a little biased a lot of times, but unbelievable fighter. Him and Stipe Miocic, when they fought, it was a treat to watch. It's important that Dana White starts paying his fighters as well. That's supremely important. Hey everyone, welcome back to an all-new episode of All About Sports, the podcast, a weekly sports podcast for the fans, by the fans. I'm your host, Mazhar, and today we will be discussing something that I truly enjoy and we've not done a lot of or talked about in a long, long time since Ronit has decided that he can't continue the UFC podcasts because of work commitments. But anyway, we'll be discussing the UFC, and I'm going to cover something that many people talk about but don't actually know what it really means. And before I get into that, just a quick reminder on what we covered last week. So last week, Aniket, Shubham, and I discussed the race for the Premier League top four. Seemingly, it's going to be Arsenal who will take that fourth spot, or Tottenham. Manchester United just lost to Arsenal 3-1. So that pretty much has ended United's campaign and chances of top four potentially. Unless something absolutely miraculous or crazy happens, I don't see Manchester United making it into the top four. Now, coming to this week's topic, it's going to be, as I mentioned, the UFC, the Ultimate Fighting Championship, and it's going to be about pound for pound. Now, many people don't really know what pound for pound actually means. So, just for those who don't know what pound for pound is, it's basically a ranking system that is used in combat sports such as boxing, wrestling, or in this case, for the UFC, mixed martial arts. And that is basically set relative to the weight. So, what happens is weights are adjusted to compensate for the weight class. So, basis that reason, these fighters do not end up competing directly. So it is hard to know exactly who performs the best at what weight class. So basis that, the ratings for pound tend to change depending on who the fighter fights. And basis that, there's a lot of arguments and a lot of subjectivity involved in this case, but there are many claims as to who the greatest pound for pound fighters are of all time. Some people claim it's potentially Khabib Nurmagomedov. Some people claim it's John Jones. Some people claim it's Anderson Silva. The list goes on, even on the women's side. So potentially you could have Ronda Rousey up there as well. Of course, pre her joining Entourage, the movie, which clearly then changed a lot, and then getting into the WWE. There are cases for Amanda Nunes as well, strong claims for that. Valentina Shevchenko is slowly coming up as well. We might even see more. Rose Namajunas is proving to be unstoppable at the moment as well. So it's going to be interesting to see how things progress. The best thing about mixed martial arts is this can always change, and you never know who could be next. We're potentially seeing who could be next now with Khamzat Chimaev and Islam Makhachev. Many people call Islam Makhachev a baby Khabib. That remains to be seen as well. There's a lot to still tackle and figure out. If you talk about all-time fighters, there's no sort of guarantee that this fits pound for pound, because at the end of the day, Conor McGregor's won fights at different weight classes. It just shows what a quality fighter he was once upon a time as well, before he got too much money and became interested in boxing and then fought Floyd Mayweather, and then things just went down south in a lot of ways for Conor on the fighting front. So there's no way to really know if a pound for pound fighter is necessarily the best fighter. Though, I mean, there is some sort of a correlation. It's not necessarily accurate and exact. But now coming to what who I believe are the top pound for pound fighters, I'm just gonna list down a few and the reasons why I believe they are the best. So I'm gonna start off, and for me, it's gotta be Khabib Nurmagomedov as the greatest pound for pound fighter of all time. Simply because, I mean, his record speaks for itself. Never lost a fight in MMA. An unblemished record in the UFC, which just speaks volumes of how great he was. I was slightly torn. I wasn't sure as to whether I would keep him or the person who I have at number two first, because it's tough, and it's only those true UFC fans and MMA fans will really understand who and why I was torn between Khabib and number two. But I went for Khabib simply because 29 wins is ridiculous for anyone. And at the end of the day, this is fighting. All it takes is one hit and you're out for the count. The fact that Khabib has been able to absorb shots from so many fighters on several occasions and still come out on top, choking, basically bear hugging anyone and finishing them off on the ground. The most phenomenal ground artist we'll ever see, potentially in the octagon or in MMA altogether. Unbelievable fighter. I've got to say, I really thought that Conor McGregor could be that guy. And he was the only one who potentially took a round against Khabib throughout his career. That's out of 29 fights, professional MMA fights. And still, he was mauled in the end, showed his stand up, and then took over. And just his stamina. The guy fought a bear. The guy used to wrestle bears at the end of the day. So, Khabib, for me, undoubtedly the greatest pound for pound fighter of all time. Of course, that lightweight category of the UFC is just stacked and has been for a long time now. Islam Makhachev is now stepping up. I think he's going to be the next big thing. Justin Gaethje slowly seems to be fading. Everyone has their moments, but Charles Oliveira is the guy right now. And I don't know who's going to take him down. I think Islam's going to have a hard time against Oliveira as well because of how well Oliveira's rounded. Coming to number two, it's got to be John Jones. I'll admit it. I've never been a big fan of John Jones simply because of things that have happened off the octagon. I'm not going to go into the details of that. Just so that you know, he's had all sorts of problems in terms of drugs and drinking and personal issues. So he's been away and out of it for a long, long time, but he's still only 34 years old, which is crazy when you think about it. So if he does fight anytime soon, I would love to see that. But the only reason I have kept John Jones number two is because Khabib has no sort of controversies outside of the octagon, barring that one Conor versus him incident. John Jones has always been in the limelight, sadly, for most times for the wrong things. Let's not forget, John Jones is an extremely talented wrestler. He wrestled in college as well, again, dominated a lot of his opponents. Just had a few glitches in recent times where many people questioned whether or not he should have won. But so far, so good for him. 26-1 is no joke as well. I remember the last fight. So he fought Alexander Gustafsson twice. There was a lot of controversy in terms of that as well, in terms of whether he had won that fight or not. But I mean, it's always tough to take a belt off a champion if you don't knock them out. And if it goes to decision, and unless you've really done something to have an impact on that fight, where you've had a knockdown or you really mauled champion in the final two rounds, so it's five rounds in title fights. So if you get the last two rounds, which are known as the championship rounds, if you dominate those, then you typically win. Gustafsson didn't do enough of that against John Jones for me, and that's why he didn't end up winning the title, and John Jones was and still. So 26-1, one no contest, which was against Gustafsson. Incredible. It's just the longevity. He's definitely the greatest light heavyweight fighter the UFC has seen. I mean, 10 knockout wins, 6 by submission. That speaks volumes of how great John Jones is. Just an all-around athlete. He's pretty gifted. 6'4". He's pretty unstoppable. And there's a reason why his nickname is John Bones Jones. So for me, definitely John Jones is number 2 pound for pound all time. I'm gonna then say Ronda Rousey for me. I don't think the world had seen such an elite wrestler before Ronda Rousey stepped into the UFC. She was just phenomenal. She used to dominate everyone. It was like watching WWE, but real in this case. It was just mind-boggling to see the talent that Ronda Rousey had. It was just so surprising that we've come to fighters like Misha Tate now and Cyborg. God bless Cyborg. She's an amazing fighter. But like, people who can wrestle and strike, but they are nowhere close to what Ronda Rousey used to do in the octagon at her time. 12 wins, 2 losses. Those 2 losses came after she got into the entire fiasco of the WWE and then also getting distracted by Entourage, the movie where she was completely into that. So then obviously no training, no fighting, and it's very different when you don't fight for a long time and you don't have that, like they say in other sports, match fitness. If you don't have ring fitness here, there's no way you can match up, because the UFC is a merciless place at the end of the day. She's beaten the likes of Kat Zingano, lost to Holly Holm, lost to Amanda Nunes, of course. Those were her 2 losses, the last 2 fights that we saw her. But before that, dominated everyone. I remember the Sarah McCann fight, and there was that one knee that knocked her out in the first round itself. And this was 2014, if I'm not wrong. And it was one of the most incredible things I've seen. She dominated Liz Carmouche. I mentioned Misha Tate, Sarah Kaufman, Misha Tate twice, in fact. No one could touch her. And in the beginning, it was all just arm bars. I remember she was 6-0 with armbars, and then she had Sarah McCann, who she knocked out with the knee, and then absolutely demolished Alexis Davis, then Kat Zingano, Beth Correa, and then we saw the 2 losses. Holly Holm was a shocker, even though Ronda Rousey came back. No one expected Holly Holm to win, and that was just domination, pure domination by Holly Holm, who managed to knock out Ronda Rousey, which I never thought I would ever say in my lifetime. Amanda Nunes, well, she's different gravy altogether. She is also up there in pound-for-pound fighting. But before I put Amanda Nunes into that talk, I'm going to talk about number 4 for me, who is Georges St-Pierre. Not enough can be said about GSP. He's probably the nicest guy in the MMA after Khabib, or probably even nicer than Khabib. But he was a fighter at the very least, if I could say. So talented. He looks like a beast whenever he comes into the ring. That's the crazy thing. I remember the fight against BJ Penn and Carlos Condit. He absolutely dominated. He took down Nick Diaz like it was just stealing candy from a baby. He never had that sort of knockout power, but he had enough in terms of timing. He knew exactly when to strike. His cardio was amazing, so his stamina would never run out. And he looked like an Olympian. You could put him into the Olympics potentially, and he would come out with a gold medal. That's how good and well-rounded Georges St. Pierre was when it came to wrestling. His takedown ability, the fact that once he had you on the ground, there was no chance you stood, was what made Georges St. Pierre so incredible. His longevity is something that also you have to mention and cannot ignore. And that's what makes him number four all time for me, was the incredible ability that he had to just come back after so long and look like he never left. And 26-2 just speaks volumes again. That's not bad, is it? He pretty much destroyed Michael Bisping in his last fight back in 2017 with a rare naked choke. Michael Bisping is a phenomenal fighter himself. He beat Johnny Hendricks. He beat Nick Diaz, like I mentioned, Carlos Condit. He's just gone winning. He just lost two fights. One was against Matt Hughes and another one against Matt Serra. So clearly, Pierre is not a fan of the mats. But definitely someone to look forward to. If you get a chance, just watch George St. Pierre's fights. He was just a treat to watch. And his entrances were amazing. His song always changes. I love one of the songs he played, the Canadian man. He played the song called La Puissance. Definitely recommend checking that out. On to my fifth. My fifth fighter would be Amanda Nunes. Now, I know Amanda Nunes lost her last fight, which was also a shocker. Absolutely surprising that she lost it. She looked unstoppable and it looked like no one was going to be a match for her. Her last fight was against Juliana Pena, who managed to submit Nunes with a rare naked choke. But she didn't only do that, and it didn't come out of the blue. She outstruck Nunes, and Amanda Nunes is probably the greatest boxer, female boxer of all time, even ahead of the likes of Chris Cyborg, according to me now. But before that, Nunes dominated Megan Anderson, which was expected, destroyed Felicia Spencer, beat Holly Holm after Holly Holm had upset the one, the only Ronda Rousey, beat Raquel Pennington, Valentina, Bullet Valentina, who was never really a match given the weight difference. And that's where pound for pound comes in. It's not necessary that Nunes is the better fighter between Nunes and Shevchenko. It's just that weight matters at the end of the day in combat sport. And that's why you have these weight classes. But Nunes, of course, beat Ronda Rousey, and that's when things started to change for her as well. Just went on an incredible win streak, won, I think, 7 or 8 fights before losing to Pena. And I'm sure that when they fight again, I'm pretty certain that Nunes will correct the score once again. Moving on, just to mention some other names that really do stand out, and I recommend people to check it out if you aren't really into the UFC, or even if you are and don't know enough, this is a great chance to probably just run by these names. Anderson Silva. If you know about the Spider, you'll know what an incredible jiu-jitsu black belt this man is. His striking skills are also something that you have to appreciate. He was so good in the stand-up that you didn't have a choice. So if you ran away from the stand-up and tried to take it on the ground, then he had his jiu-jitsu and he would absolutely maul you. He's got incredible Muay Thai ability. He's so good with his knees, clinches, elbows, of course. And there's no age on the side of the former middleweight champion, Anderson Silva. But you cannot forget what he's given to the sport and what a joy it has been to watch him fight. We don't know when we'll see him next, probably maybe a couple more fights, but that might be about it. Another few names that are worth mentioning would have to be Demetrius Johnson, the former UFC flyweight champion. He was on the verge of breaking Anderson Silva's record of consecutive title defenses, but then things happened to change when Johnson decided to fight against Dominic Cruz for the bantamweight title, and that's where he lost out. Shout out to Dominic Cruz as well. I genuinely think people have forgotten what an unbelievable fighter Dominic Cruz is. He held the bantamweight title for the longest time, got injured, got into commentary, came back, and was sort of not, I wouldn't say robbed of the fight against Henry Cejudo, but the ref called an early stoppage, which Cruz did not like and sort of felt anticlimactic in a lot of ways. Henry Cejudo won that title and then just retired because he won titles across different weight classes. Daniel Cormier, one of the world's favorite commentators now in the UFC, according to me, a little biased a lot of times, but unbelievable fighter. Him and Stipe Miocic, when they fought, it was a treat to watch. Stipe still kept going. Cormier was no more the fighter he was in the last two fights when they fought again. But an Olympian in 2004 in Athens, Cormier had it all. He could do anything in the light heavyweight and the heavyweight categories. So shout out to DC. A few other people worth highlighting, I would say, would be Valentina Shevchenko for sure. Bullet Valentina is looking unstoppable right now. I don't think anyone's going to touch her. They probably need to find someone from somewhere who can match up to the Bullet's fighting abilities. Additionally, Chris Cyborg. So her actual name is Christiane Giustino. She was the former featherweight champion. She had a record of 17 wins and won no contest when she was at the top of the pound for pound rankings at one point in time. Things seemed to fade after she went to the Bellator, and that's when slowly things started to drift away for her. She's just got incredible ability, and I mean, I don't think we will ever see a better boxer than her. I mean, fine, Amanda Nunes is there, but it was Cyborg who started it all. She was the benchmark when it came to striking ability. And all the best to her in the Bellator. She is the featherweight champion there as well. So credit where it's due. Would have been nice to have still had her in the UFC, but I mean, that's how things go. It's important that Dana White starts paying his fighters as well. That's supremely important. Henry Cejudo deserves a shout out. The guy is an Olympic gold medalist at the end of the day, so you can't say enough. He's also, what, 16 wins and just two losses. He only lost to, I think it was Demetrius Johnson and Joseph Benavidez. And losing to Demetrius Johnson is fine. I mean, the guy was, again, different ability, the Mighty Mouse, as he was known. Yeah, so that about wraps it up for me. And for all those, if there's anything or anyone you want to add to the list or feel that I've missed out, then do just mention it in the comments. Like, share, subscribe, get in touch with us if you want to do any podcast with us, if you are into sports, or if you know someone, just hit us up. We're always there to talk and provide quality content at the same day where you can learn something more. Till then, take care, stay safe, and we'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
If you like this episode, make sure to leave a like and share it with anyone else who might be interested. You can also subscribe on any social media platform that you prefer, and all our links are in the bio. We also have a website with all our episodes, as well as blogs and a whole lot of other sports content, so make sure to check that out as well.